as well.
Yeah.
So join us at some point.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today up to 28 degrees, Joburg 26 en Rustenburg 29.
Baie dankie aan die volgende mense. Andries Malan wat sê daar's 'n boom wat gebreek het en lê oor die pad in Tom Jenkins Laan in Pretoria. Hy sê die hele pad is geblok. Janse van Niekerk sê die verkeer is buite werking op Mainry weg in Springs op pad na Kaals toe en is bitter swaar verkeer. En Sunay sê die verkeersigte is buite werking op Ontdekkers vanaf Kenny Caravans tot by Princess Crossing.
In your sport, veteran Lock Lichtoring Landman has been handed a 3-year ban after testing positive for a banned substance, and Iga Swiatek sets up a third round showdown against Emma Raducanu at the Australian Open.
We start in Stilfontein in the northwest. Final checks will be conducted today to ensure there are no illegal mine workers still stranded underground at an abandoned gold mine.
Together, in consultation with the mine rescue services, we said we need to do what we call a mop-up operation just to satisfy ourselves and also to confirm what they have said to us.
Northwest Police Commissioner Patrick Seneng told the media last night that volunteers who have been assisting the rescue operation since Monday informed authorities yesterday that they believe all the illegal miners have now been brought to the surface. Seneng says teams that consist of police and mine rescue specialists will send down the cage this morning for final checks. A total of 246 illegal mine workers have been retrieved from the site since Monday. 78 bodies have also been recovered. National Police say more information will be released from the site later this morning. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To Tshwane, where commuters who rely on the Tshwane bus services have been urged to expect possible disruptions on certain routes. The city of Tshwane says it is experiencing a driver shortage after 30 of the bus drivers for this service were dismissed last year. The process is still underway to fill those vacancies. In the meantime, parents with children who rely on these buses to get to school and back have been requested to contact the Tshwane bus services offices for support. International news and the confirmation of a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as a first step to end the 15-month-long war. It will see the phased release of hostages taken during the Hamas attacks on Israel in October 2023, while Israel will free Palestinian prisoners. Qatari Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani was one of the mediators.
We have seen a momentum that started to build in the last month, and we kept pushing for that, working together very closely with our partners.
Outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden told the media last night this is a three-phase ceasefire deal.
Phase one will last 6 weeks. It includes a full and complete ceasefire, withdrawal of Israeli forces from all the populated areas of Gaza.
More on our news blog. And a restaurant in the UK has launched a new offensive in the age-old battle about whether pineapple belongs on pizza. If you want a taste of that at the Lupa Pizza restaurant in Norwich, you are going to have to put your money where your mouth is. The restaurant has announced it will now charge up to £100. That is about 2,200 rand to anyone ordering pineapple on a pizza.
Okay.
The two owners say they want people to once and for all vote with their teeth about this issue.
Okay, well, let's eat what they want to eat.
No, you can have it. You can have it. You're just going to pay for it.
I don't know why people fear pineapple on pizza so much. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's just... No, it's not.
I'd like that.
Of course.
Yeah.
If you look at the other nonsense people put on there these days, have you noticed?
Yeah.
It's basically like pizza bologna.
Mm.
It's just salted.
Yeah.
It's just like lots of stuff.
I fully agree with you. And they sometimes just like you can't really get the taste of everything. You don't taste the stuff that's on there.
Yes.
You taste dough.
I can't stomach is the dessert pizzas. Have you seen those?
I don't like those.
It's too much. Anyway, I'm not here to campaign for pizza. I'm here to campaign for Pretoria.
That's right.
Let's make Pretoria great again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?